The patient portal. The patient portal gives you convenient, secure, online access to your electronic medical record. Any information you have updated on the portal is sent to your healthcare provider and support staff. What is required to set up a patient portal account? Your practice will provide a portal activation letter with instructions on how to create your account, along with an activation code to verify your identity. Your practice will provide a portal activation letter with instructions on how to create your portal. Your practice will provide a portal activation letter with instructions on how to create your account, along with an activation code to verify your identity. You're just a few clicks away from being able to create a portal account and have access to your medical records from the comfort of your home or on the go. Open the practice website and click on the portal link. On the patient portal login page, click Activate Account. On the patient portal login page, click Activate Account. Complete the personal information, security questions, site ID, phrase, and login information. All the fields on this page are required. All the fields on this page are required. Verify your identity by entering your personal information exactly as it appears in the portal activation letter. Do not be concerned if any information is incorrect. This can be changed once your account is activated. Enter your date of birth. Or click on the calendar icon and choose the year, month, and date of birth. A personal email account is required to set up your portal account. Your email address is treated with the same security and privacy as your health information and is used to send a notification when there is a new message on the portal. Carefully enter the email address so that the confirmation email fields match. Carefully enter the email address so the confirmation email fields match. To make sure your private health information is safe from unauthorized access, the patient portal has a secure connection, is encrypted, and can only be accessed by a password-protected login. To make sure your private health information is safe from unauthorized access, the patient portal has a secure connection, is encrypted, and can only be accessed by a password-protected login. Select and provide answers to three separate security questions. These are used to verify your identity. Select a site ID image by clicking on the link. Type a site ID or phrase that you can easily remember. Choose a site ID and phrase that you can easily remember. Type a site ID or phrase that you can easily remember. Set up your login information by selecting a username and password that you will remember. Select a site ID image by clicking on the link. Enter a phrase that you can remember. Select a site ID image by clicking on the link. Type a site ID or phrase. Set up your login information by selecting a username and password that you will easily remember. Set up your login information by selecting a username and password that you will remember. Your login name must be less than 12 characters in length. Now create a password for your account. It must be at least 7 characters long. It must be at least 7 characters long and is case sensitive. Make sure that your caps lock is off when you're creating your password. Enter the activation code from the portal activation letter. This code is case sensitive and needs to be entered exactly as it appears in the letter. Make sure your caps lock is off so you are entering the upper and lowercase characters correctly. Remember, all these features provide extra security and assurance that you are logging into the correct website and will be presented when you enter your password the next time you log into the portal account. Once you have completed the required information, click Submit to activate your account. If any of the fields are missing or have been entered incorrectly, they will be highlighted in red with instructions how to fix the error. If your personal information is incorrect, these fields will be blanked out and you will need to re-enter this information. Once your account is activated, you can update your account information and enter any additional information required by the practice. Once the required information has been completed, any additional changes have been made. Click the Update button to send the information to the practice. If you have not made any changes to your information, click the No Change button. Once you are ready to leave the portal website, click Log Out. Try logging into your portal account by entering your new login name and password and answer the security question. Try logging into your portal account by entering your new login name and password. Then answer the security question. If you have any difficulty logging into your account or accessing any information on the portal, please call your practice for assistance. Thank you for using the patient portal. Thank you for using the patient portal. Thank you for using the patient portal.